whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. For those who follow Christ, there's a turning point where old things pass away and all things become new. A principle throughout Scripture is that the believer should take time to remember the state we were in before Christ and be thankful for the freedom Christ has provided. We find this principle given as a command to God's children in Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 15. Pastor Holland directs us to this passage as we listen to the first installment of Thou Shalt Remember.
If you have your Bibles in chapter number 15 of the book of Deuteronomy, we find, as Moses spoke to the children of Israel, he said, And thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in the land of Egypt, and the Lord thy God redeemed thee. Therefore I command thee this thing today. He said, Remember that thou wast a bondman in the land of Egypt, and the Lord thy God redeem thee. In Deuteronomy, we find Moses giving a challenge to the people, encouraging them to remember. Friend, today, each one of us needs to go back and remember where we used to be and where we are today. We ought to thank God for what He's done in our life, the way He's blessed us. We find six times in the Bible where Moses declares to the people, Thou shalt remember. Now understand, thou shalt remember does not sound like a recommendation. It sounds more like a command, and he wants them to understand exactly what they need to do. And truly today, believers never need to forget where they came from. And as we look at this and see what God did for the children of Israel, I challenge you this morning that thou shalt remember. And I tell you, when you remember what God's done, you'll give Him praise and thank Him for it. I want you to see, first of all today, that God has personally saved us. I believe today that I'm going to heaven not because of anything I did, not because of anything my mom and dad did, but I'm going to heaven because the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross for me. The Bible said God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Go back to verse number 15, and God, we read that He said, Thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in the land of Egypt, and the Lord thy God redeemed thee, therefore I command thee this thing to the day. Now of all the things that Moses tells the children of Israel to remember, the first thing he tells them to remember is where they were. They were bondmen in the land of Egypt. Four of those six times, he told them to remember that they were bondmen. Now, the word bondman, it means that they were slaves. But the key to the last thing that he said is, Thou hast redeemed thee. I'm glad today I'm not a slave anymore. I tell you, I'm not a slave to sin, but Jesus has redeemed me by His marvelous grace. In Deuteronomy 16, in verse number 12, Moses said, And thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in Egypt, and thou shalt observe and do these statutes. In Deuteronomy 24:18, Moses said, But thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in Egypt, and the Lord thy God redeemed thee thence. Therefore I command thee to do this thing. We find here that there are two things Moses wanted them to never forget. He wanted them to never forget that they were bondmen. The second thing he wanted them to never forget is that they had been redeemed by the Lord. And I'm glad today that we all have been redeemed by the Lord. But I go back in my mind and remember where I used to be. I do not believe that we ought to dwell on it, and I don't believe we ought to promote it or brag about it or think about all the bad things we did. But truly today, the first thing I noticed in my life when I was a bondman or I was a slave was my grievous condition. I was in a grievous condition without the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what is taking place here? The children of Israel are there observing the sabbatical year, and there was times during that time when a person could pay his debt by selling themselves or their children in order that they might pay the debt. Now, in doing that, they became a slave to whoever purchased them, and they would be a slave, and they would serve that person for 6 years. On the seventh year, the sabbatical year, they would be released, and they would be freed from their debt, the debt would be paid and they would be redeemed. It kind of reminds me of what happened to you and I. We were sinners and we were on our way to hell. We were grievous in our condition, but thank God today, I'm glad that even though I was a slave, I'm glad the day came when I was redeemed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you've never been born again, you're a slave to the sin of this world. And I tell you, you need to be redeemed in order that you might be free from that. The word servant means slave. And Jesus is describing men and women being slaves to sin. He was speaking of how sin enslaves people. Can I tell you today, the biggest enemy we got today is spelled with three letters, S-I-N. Sin, as we've said many times, I've quoted Randy Ray, he's the one I believe the first to say it. Sin will take you further than you want to go. It'll keep you longer than you want to stay. And it'll cost you more than you want to pay, because literally it will enslave your life and you will become a slave to sin. Jesus said, whosoever committed sin is a servant to sin. Moses said, folks, I want you to remember you were in bondage. And I tell you this morning, I don't know where you are and what your relationship is with God, but if you've never come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, you're in bondage to sin. Sin will destroy you. The harsh and strong chains of the Egyptian bondage during that time. There's a bondage that this world and our flesh and Satan can bring. And many have testified how hard it is to break this bondage. I know people that have tried and tried and tried, but I'm going to tell you, the only way to do it is through the Lord Jesus Christ. On the night they were freed from bondage, God said to them in Exodus 12:14, He said, in this day shall ye be unto you a memorial, and ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it a feast by the ordinance forever. To see that they would never forget, God established an annual observance of the Passover. He said, don't ever forget what I've done for you when I've redeemed you from this place. On September the 22nd, 1862, President Abraham Lincoln issued a proclamation that is known as the Emancipation Proclamation. In that proclamation of the words, and by virtue of the power and the purpose aforesaid, I do order and declare that all persons held as slaves within said designated states and parts of states are henceforth shall be free. I think of two songs today that are titled I'm Free. I want you to listen to some of the lyrics from them. The first one that we're going to be looking at is called I'm Free, and it was written by a man that most know as Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones. Here's what he said. I'm free to do what I want any old time. I'm free to do what I want any old time. So love me, hold me, love me, hold me. I'm free any old time to get what I want. I'm free to choose what I please any old time. I'm free to choose that I please any old time. So hold me, love me, hold me, love me. I'm free any old time to get what I want. Yes, I am. I'm going to tell you, the freedom he's singing about is not freedom, it's slavery. He's talking about the slavery to sin that has controlled him. He's not talking about the freedom that comes to the child of God that knows the Lord Jesus Christ. The other song, ironically by the same title, was written by Bill and Gloria Gaither. I want you to listen to their words. So long I had searched for life's meaning, enslaved by the world and my greed. Then the door of my prison was opened by love. For the ransom was paid, I was free. I'm free from the fear of tomorrow. I'm free from the guilt of the past. For I've traded my shackles for a glorious song. I'm free, praise the Lord, free at last. I tell you, you can go lay around singing Mick Jagger's song if you want to. But I'll take the Gaither song. And I'm glad today that one day I found the meaning to life. And Jesus Christ set me free from the bondage of sin. And I tell you what a glorious day it was. And Moses told the children of Israel, literally, don't forget. Thou shalt remember. Understand, you need to remember that you were bondmen. Remember where you could be. And by the way today, I hate to see people's lives end up in tragedy, but dope, alcohol, and other things have literally destroyed people because it enslaves them. Moses said, remember that thou was a bondman. The second thing I want you to see today, I want you to remember that God has perpetually sustained us. Thank God He freed me, but now that I'm free, He sustains me. I tell you what today, but my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory. If you have your Bibles and you want to turn there, feel free to do so. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse number 2. The Bible said, "And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee, and to prove thee, and to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep His commandments or no." Moses is recounting the faithfulness of God in sustaining the children of Israel for 40 years as they wandered in the wilderness. I'm going to tell you today, I do not understand how, well I do, because He was God. But if you can imagine the number of Israelites they were, it would be hard for you to fathom that God would provide their need every day. But you know what Jesus said in Hebrews 13:5? He said, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Aren't you glad this morning that He said that He would never leave us? As we look back, I want you to know today, God has never failed me one time. I want you to understand, I've messed up and I've done things against God, but I'm going to tell you, God has never done nothing against me that was not for my good and my benefit, because He sustained me. He's never forsaken me. And I tell you, I'm glad today for the years that I've been able to serve Him, but I have the assurance to know that He's going to go with me to my grave. Because He promised me He would give me all I needed. The first thing I want you to notice is God led them. The children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. Literally, I know Moses was their leader. But Moses depended on God. So He told them, He said, "Now, I want you to remember all the way in which the Lord thy God led thee." Can I tell you today, God never leads people contrary to His purpose. God always has a purpose and a plan. I tell you, a lot of times, I'll be honest with you, I've been kind of scurrying around at the last minutes to get a plan together, and probably you have too. But I don't believe He's ever got caught short of not having a plan. I believe God has a plan and purpose for our life, and He led the children of Israel. We look back over our lives, we may not know the reason why all this happens. But one thing we can be assured of, if we're following the Lord, if we're seeking His path, if we're doing what He wants us to do, He is going to lead us in the way that He'd have us to go. And friend, today one of the most important things is just to be sure that you're following His leading. Be sure that you're listening to His voice and that you're doing what He says. Not only did God lead them, but God fed them. In Deuteronomy 8:3, we read, "And He humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and He fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know." Why? Listen. "That He might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live." You'll find that in the New Testament, by the way. It was a quote from the Old. There was never one day during those 40 years that they went without. Day by day, week by week, and month by month, year by year, God fed them. The Bible said in Joshua 5:12, "And the manna ceased on the morrow, and after they had eaten of the old corn of the land, neither had the children of Israel manna any more. But they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year." When did the manna cease? It only ceased when they no longer had need of the manna. Yes, during the time when they were in the wilderness, God supplied them manna day by day. He sustained them. They never went hungry. Listen, I believe they had everything they needed. He provided for them. He gave them exactly what they needed all through life. Friend, I want you to know today, Jesus strengthens us through it all. And no matter what, as we remember how God perpetually sustained us, we have much reason today to say thank you. I tell you today, God gives us the things we need, and we ought to thank God for it and be thankful that He does give it to us. But we ought to be grateful.
Do you remember a time in your life before you met Christ? Have you taken time recently to praise God for bringing you where you are today? Perhaps you are listening today and living without Christ. We encourage you to accept Christ today. We would love to help you in that journey. Join us again next week as we conclude this message, "Thou Shalt Remember."
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor.
If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.